This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Innal hamdalillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruh wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us to worship Him, to be obedient to Him. He has commanded us with certain commandments, forbidden us from certain prohibitions, and he outlined the consequences of both. And so, for those who are obedient to Allah, there is everlasting paradise for them. But for those who are disobedient to Allah, for them is an eternal punishment in the hellfire. However, even though many of us, we know this, we still persist in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there are many reasons for that. And so, committing sins is appealing, it's attractive, it's tempting, and there's no better example of that than what happened with our own father Adam alayhi salam. He would not have disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had it not been for the fact that that sin became attractive to him. He was tempted to commit it. And so he ended up falling into the trap of shaitan. But there's also another reason for why we constantly persist in committing sins. And that is because although we know the consequences in the afterlife, we don't see that consequence. We don't see it with our own eyes. Yes, we've heard about it. We've been told about it. We believe in it. But our iman goes down. Why? Because it is part of the world of the unseen. And so because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also made the consequences of committing sins to affect our present life in this dunya. And so we think that the consequences are only later on, after this life, but no. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the consequences of committing sins to also happen and occur in this life. And so we all agree that the source of all good and all blessings in this life is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As for outward material blessings, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives that to both those who are obedient and those who are disobedient to Him. But as for the internal blessings, internal happiness, barakah in your life, blessings in your life, living a good, positive life, free of problems, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only gifts that to those who are obedient to Him. It's a gift from Allah. So why would Allah grant His gifts to those who are disobedient to Him subhanahu wa ta'ala? And so, let us look at some of the harmful negative effects of committing sins that affect our lives in this dunya before the akhirah. The ulama, the scholars, they mention several harmful effects of sins that affect our lives in this dunya before the akhirah. First of all, that a person, he lives a miserable life filled with problems, with worries, with stress. Overall, he lives a difficult life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Whatever calamity befalls you, whatever catastrophe hits you in your life, what is it because of? What is the source of it? بِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. Because of what your own hands earned. Don't put the blame anywhere else. It's because of what you did. It's a result of your own actions. وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pardons much. As opposed to those who are obedient to Allah, those who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, they may have difficulties in their lives, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up the ways for them. وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever has the taqwa of Allah, if he is in a problem, if he is undergoing a certain calamity in his life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he brings him relief. And so there is relief after stress. إِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. That with every difficulty there is ease. For who? For the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, among the harmful effects of sins is that a person, he lives in humiliation in this world. Why? Because he has cut off the source of glory, the source of esteem, and the source of empowerment. مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْعِزَّةَ فَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ جَمِيعًا. Whoever wants honor, glory, esteem, then it only lies with Allah. Thirdly, among the harmful effects of committing sins is that a person, he feels a sense of alienation between himself and his creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so he is deprived of the pleasure of obedience, of the pleasure of the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He doesn't even have an interest in doing good deeds, in worshiping Allah. Some, they don't even have an interest in raising their hands and making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the result? What is that a result of? It is the result of committing sins. And so, over time, your desire to commit sin will become stronger, and your desire to worship Allah will become weaker and weaker. Fourthly, among the harmful effects of committing sins is that a person, he feels a sense of alienation between himself and others around him. And so some of the early scholars, some of the Salaf, they would say that when I happen to commit a sin, I see the effect of that immediately in the attitude of my wife and my riding beast, my animal. Fifthly, among the harmful effects of committing sins is that a person is deprived of beneficial knowledge, which is light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes to penetrate into one's heart. And so committing sins extinguishes that light. And so when two great imams, when two great scholars of this ummah came together and met one another, Imam al-Shafi'i, when he came to meet Imam Malik, and he sat at his feet, and he read to him some ahadith. Imam Malik was impressed by what he saw. And so he said to Imam al-Shafi'i, I see that Allah has caused light to penetrate your heart, so do not extinguish it. Do not extinguish that light with the darkness of sins. It was this same Imam al-Shafi'i who later on would say in lines of poetry, شكوت إلى وكيع سوء حفظي فأرشدني إلى ترك المعاصي وقال إن هذا العلم نور ونور الله لا يهدى لعاص. Imam al-Shafi'i says, I complained to my teacher Waqi' that my memory had become weak, and so he guided me, he directed me by saying, abandon sins, for sins are the cause of the light of Allah becoming extinguished. He said that this ilm, this knowledge is light, and the light of Allah is not given to those who are disobedient. Sixthly, among the harmful effects of committing sins is that a person is deprived of rizq. A person is deprived of provision, of sustenance. And so it is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with nations and civilizations. If we were to read the stories of past nations and civilizations, the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that He showers them with blessings. He provides them with ample rizq, with provision, to see how grateful they will be. And our gratitude of Allah is shown in the form of obedience. And so when those people were ungrateful to Allah for His blessings, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took those blessings and that provision away from them. But that is not only at the societal level, but it also applies to the individual level. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, إِنَّ الرَّجُلْ لَيُحْرَمُ الرِّزْقِ بِالذَّنْبِ يُصِيبُهُ, that a person is deprived of his rizq, of provision, because of a sin that he commits. And so sometimes we wonder why we're going through the financial difficulties that we're going through, and we don't realize that it could be because of certain sins that we are committing and we are persisting in. Seventhly, among the harmful effects of committing sins is darkness in the heart, which comes out in one's appearance. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he says that good deeds make the face to light up, give light to the heart, and bring about ample provision, physical strength, and love in the people's hearts, while sins make the face dark, give darkness to the heart, and bring about physical weakness, a lack of provision and hatred in people's hearts. Finally, among the harmful effects of sins is that a person becomes desensitized to certain sins. And so it becomes a part of your daily habit. It becomes a part of your life. And so you no longer find these sins to be abhorrent. You no longer find any distaste for these sins once they become a part of your life. And you don't care if people see you committing these sins. And so Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anh, he says that the believer, the true believer, he sees his sins as if he's sitting at the base of a mountain. He's afraid that this mountain is going to come crashing down on him. On the other hand, the wicked person, He sees his sins to be like a fly that comes flying around his face, and he wipes away at it. It's not a big deal. And so, the danger of this is, the danger of this is that in many cases, such people, they are deprived from turning back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sincere repentance. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Kullu ummati mu'afa illa al-mujahirun." That my entire ummah, they will be pardoned. They have that opportunity to be forgiven for their sins. Except who? Except those who commit their sins openly, not caring about the fact that people are seeing them. Why? Because they become desensitized to these sins. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Wa inna min al mujahara an yastur Allah al abd, an yastur Allah al abd, thumma yusbihu yafzahu nafsuhu wa yaqul, ya fulan, amiltu kada fi yomi kada, fayhtiku nafsuhu, wa qad bat yasturuhu rabbuhu." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that an example of this is that a person commits a sin and then Allah conceals that sin for him. Allah hides it from the eyes of the people. It's not only those who commit sins openly in front of the people in public, but also these people. They commit sins away from the eyes of the people. But then what happens? In the morning, he gets up, and then he starts talking about his sins. He says, "I committed such and such a sin on such and such a day." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was hiding his sins, and then he comes and exposes himself in front of the people. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bima fihi min al-ayati wa dhikr al-hakim. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروه إنه كان غفارا وتوبوا إليه إنه كان توابا. Can I please ask my brothers to move forward and fill in the gaps in the rows in front of you to make room for the brothers who are standing in the back, and some of them are even standing outside on the street. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والعاقبة للمتقين ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. فاتقوا الله عباد الله حق التقوى وراقبوه في السر والنجوى. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. My dear brothers and sisters, these are only some of the harmful effects and consequences of committing sins in this life before the next. Let us wake up and realize its danger before it is too late, before we reach the point of no return. What is that point? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَلَّا بَلْ رَانَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, their hearts have become stained. There is a stain over their hearts because of the sins that they used to commit. When sins increase, there is a stain that covers the heart. As we commit more sins, the stain becomes larger and increases until it becomes a seal. Until it becomes a seal. And then the heart is covered. It becomes sealed. This is the point of no return. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran mentions that there are certain people who we have put a seal over their hearts, meaning that no matter what guidance comes their way, no matter what reminders enter their ears, it will not penetrate their hearts. These are people who their affair is done and over with. That's it. Is it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing them injustice? No. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. It is they, when they deviated, then Allah caused their hearts to deviate. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, turn to Allah before it is too late. The door of repentance is still open. So wake up and take heed and enter this door. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Say to them, O Muhammad, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my servants, O my servants, who have transgressed against themselves, those who feel that their sins are too great for Allah to forgive, no, tell them, O Muhammad, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives all sins. There is no sin too great for Allah to forgive. There is no number of sins that if a person reaches that it is too late. No. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you will find that Allah forgives all sins. My dear brothers and sisters, we need to wake up and take the steps in the right direction by first and foremost realizing the wrong path that we're taking in our lives and where it is taking us to the destruction that it is taking us, not only in the Akhirah but in this life before the next. And then turn to Allah with a sincere heart. Turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sincere repentance. Realize the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those who commit sin and persist in committing sins, they have forgotten about the greatness of the one they're committing sins. They have forgotten about the greatness of the one who they are disobeying, thinking that these sins are small, while forgetting the greatness of the one they're disobeying. هذا وصلوا وسلموا رحمكم الله على نبيكم محمد بن عبد الله كما أمركم بذلك ربكم جل في علاه فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وارض اللهم عن خلفائه الأربعة وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين وعنا معهم برحمتك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين اللهم جنبنا اللهم جنبنا كل فاحشة وفتنة ما ظهر منها وما بطن يا ذا الجلال والإكرام ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.